I recently returned from my third Victor Emmanuel nature tour, the company known as Vent. Since 2022, I've taken their tours to Alaska with Russ to celebrate our 50th anniversary and 70th birthdays, to South Florida to see the 700th bird I've seen in the ABA continental area, that is, the continental U.S. and Canada, and just this year with Russ again to Hawaii. I'm planning to go with Vent to the Dry Tortugas next year. We chose Victor Emmanuel Nature Tours for the simple reason that Russ and I are very close friends with Eric Brunke, the tour leader on both our Alaska and Hawaii trips. When I wanted to head to Florida, Eric thought I'd really like the South Florida and Keys tour leader, Rafael Galvez, who turned out to be even better than I'd imagined. When I talked to Jim Baker from Baker's Blue Jay Barn about my Hawaii trip, he thought bird guiding might be right up his alley. He could get paid to travel the world over looking for cool species of jays, until I told him that as thrilled as virtually anyone would be to see a green jay, white-throated magpie jay, white-tailed jay, or the dozens of other stunning jays found here and there around the world, the people who come on bird tours also want to check out the other birds in the same area. That was a deal breaker for him. But something about my birding tour stuck in Jim Baker's craw, and whenever that happens, well, you're gonna hear about it.
This is me, Jim Baker. You know, when Laura Erickson started blathering on and on about her recent birding trips, I got stymied by the tour company name. I mean, what the heck? Victor Emmanuel Nature Tours? They call themselves Vent? Everyone knows that a bird's vent is what we would euphemistically call its private parts. The unabridged Merriam-Webster defines vent as the external opening of the rectum or cloaca, anus, used especially of a non-mammalian vertebrate, as a fish or a bird. Why on earth would a company focused on birding, run by so-called birding experts, call itself that? But then, whoa, I had a great idea of how Jim Baker, that's me, can cash in on that birding tour racket. How about if I marketed, specifically for traveling birders, small packets of bird feed designed to attract whatever jays and other birds of good taste are around wherever you go? I wanted to develop a recipe that would bring in new birds during the brief time a birder is in a new spot, maximizing the chances of finding whichever cool jays happen to live there. And yep, I developed the perfect recipe, chock full of nutritious ingredients like peanuts, egg yolk, ground up baby chicks, and fried insects straight from my bug zapper. And thanks to my secret sauce oozing with pheromones, every corvid within miles anywhere in the world will fly right in to show off its plumage at close range, guaranteed. But what to call this magic elixir? I was stymied until I remembered that quality food going in generates quality stuff coming out the other end, the bird's vent or cloaca. So here it is, my all-new Jim Baker's Corvid Lures, outstanding avian culinary appetizers. Yep, cloaca. So next time you head out on one of those vent tours, bring along a bag of the bird food avian digestive tracts love best, cloaca.
Jim Baker asked me to tell listeners that cloaca, like Baker's Blue Jay Blend and, quote, every other quality bird feeding product, is available exclusively at Baker's Blue Jay Barn, up the shore a ways. I'm Laura Erickson, and this April Fool's Day program has been For the Birds.